Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to welcome you to tonight's Evolution Revolution. And as most of you know who are watching, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to bona fide breakthroughs in the human potential movement that really work. Because I know that all of you are as committed to peace and joy, which is our human birthright. And you know that I'm committed to it as well. And I'm out there looking, you know, always looking for people who have something to contribute to you that will transform your life. And tonight is the jackpot. So this is the, you know, the top of Mount Everest, because tonight we have with us Howard Wills, and it is an enormous honor. And so welcome, Howard.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
Yes. And we Thank also you. Have two friends of Howard's and mine. Nancy is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Lucinda is with us. Welcome to you
Thank
as well.
You.
And so most of you already know the story of how Howard transformed my life, and that for 40 years, Howard has had this extraordinary gift. And the gift is reconnecting us to our true self with perfect health and perfect peace and joy. Now, for many of us, like I had asthma from the time I was 19, and I didn't meet Howard until I was in my mid-50s. So I didn't understand life being peace and joy from an experience. I just sensed that it was out there somewhere. And I had been ill from the moment of my birth. I had horrendous allergies. And so my whole life, 56 or so years, was basically a slog through the mud. And if you know me now, people say they can't believe it. And I can't believe it. You know, life was a struggle every minute. And then I met Howard. I heard about him. I went to an event in Malibu. And the very first 2 or 3 minutes, I think, that he worked on me. And when you see what working on you means, it means that he kind of moves his hand in your direction, and you could be 8,000 miles away, you could be 12,000 miles away, or you could be a couple of feet. And the effect is the same. It's astounding, and frankly, there are no words for it, no words at all. But the reason that it's so thrilling to have Howard here and have you all watching is that he is currently doing events in Ojai. He just was there for 2-3 days, and there are going to be 3 more days of events there. And then he is going to be in Los Angeles for another few days. And so I am thrilled that so many people who I know and love are going to be watching this show. And some of you have already been there and seen him and are returning. And some of you are going to be coming to the next events. So now let's begin. Because the format tonight, as you know, when Howard has been a guest, is we spend about half of the show in which I ask Howard some questions and he answers, because you need information, you need to understand. Humans like to talk and they like to inquire. And then the second half of the show, Howard will be working on Nancy, and Nancy will tell her amazing story, and then he will be working on Lucinda as well. And I'm here, so I know he's working on me, and he worked on me before the show began, and I just want to say, I've been in this studio for as long as the studio's been here, 3 times a month. This is the first time I have not taken a Benadryl. So this will be interesting, because I know Howard. He says, I don't have allergies. And he's proven it to me once before. So keep your eyes on me as well as everyone else. And, you know, we're all in this together. So my first question is, you speak about higher consciousness. Your mm-hmm. company is called Higher Consciousness. Tell us exactly what that means, would you?
Well, higher consciousness is our fuller consciousness. So consciousness is, you can say it's the use of the brain. You know, a lot of people say we're only using 2% of the brain. Mm-hmm. Some people say we use as much as 10% of the brain. But it's getting fuller use of the brain, the mind. It's expanding into what we are. male and female, in a bigger way, like a big circle. So all of us are male and female. Male and female genes in you and me and in you and everybody watching. So higher consciousness is moving into our maleness, our femaleness, and learning how to access the gifts that are available to us through the realm of the light, if you will, if you like to call it the light, God, the realm of love. Higher consciousness is getting a bigger view on life. It's getting a bigger view on humanity. It's expanding into your greater consciousness and understanding more from a higher perspective. That's kind of like dipping into your higher consciousness.
Thank you.
Consciousness is something that's like, it's like eternal, you know. It's like etheric. It's like invisible. Mm-hmm. It's like it covers everything in our lives, our bodies, this planet, our solar system, our galaxy, our universe. It includes everything. It's like awareness. It's
all of the above?
Everything.
Okay.
It's huge. It's huge.
Thank you. Now, this time that I was with you in Ohio, I took some notes, so I actually have a few quotes this time.
Good.
I'm very big on quotes. I heard you say, once you've experienced the light, your response to others shifts.
Right.
And I've had a near-death experience, so
yeah.
I had that.
Yeah.
Can you speak a bit more about that, please, for everyone?
Well, the light is, you know, people say that when they, like, cross over, they see this light, and they go toward this light at the end of the tunnel, and they merge with this light. And sometimes they come back from that experience, but when they go into that light, they experience this peace and this bliss and this love and this freedom and no pain and all this sort of thing. So
just having that experience for me.
Yeah.
Being in that light.
Yeah, it changes your perspective because you have kind of like, I've had many experiences like that myself. Where because of having asthma, it was like I died and I was out of my body, mm-hmm. and I was having experiences out of my body and watching people move my body, and I'm way up above looking down at myself. Mm-hmm. It gives you a different perspective, mm-hmm. a higher perspective. Mm-hmm. And when you have this kind of experience, like what you had, what I had, what you've been going through, what you've gone through, it causes us to come out of our little shells and expand. Mm-hmm. Because we've had other experiences, different experiences, and it gives you a bigger view, and you're just a more compassionate, loving person, you know, when you have an experience like that.
Thank you. And you said something so fascinating last night. You said, nowhere is it written that we have to suffer and be in pain and die with an illness.
Right.
And when I tell my clients that I no longer suffer, a lot of them in the very beginning of working with me, they first, you know, don't believe me, you know, because they don't have any evidence that it could possibly be true.
Right.
But tell us more about that.
Well, suffering is, on our planet, very prevalent. Very prevalent. And everywhere you look, every country, males, females, single people, married people, there's just children. I mean, it's just a lot of suffering. So we suffer for reasons. And you can move away from the reasons that you suffer and you'll suffer less. Mm-hmm. And you can actually participate in things that create joy. Mm-hmm. Rather than suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move away from the suffering mm-hmm. by doing that.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as the complete I tried that version, and I tried the other version.
Right.
But then I met you, and right. the suffering just disappeared, which yeah. is a totally different dynamic.
Yeah, you got a higher understanding on life. We worked on peacemaking for you in your life. It relieved these burdens that you had. Then you felt relieved and better. And then when you felt relieved and better, a lot of that reality that was burdensome and painful, it was kind of dissipated, and it wasn't worrying you anymore. So then you felt better, and you were happier.
And I have to say that when I look back, it's as if it happened to somebody else. What is so remarkable to me about having had so many sessions with Howard over all these years now, 8 years, is that I listen to people who talk about a woman who was at the SEER conference, one of the last women you worked on, mm-hmm. who I spoke to a few days ago. She wants to put this horrendous experience she had in the past. And I said, well, 5 minutes with Howard and you'll put that horrendous experience in the past. Let me tell you some of mine because you won't believe it.
Yeah.
And she didn't believe it. And I said, okay, I had a life-threatening divorce. My husband bought a shotgun and loaded it and pointed in my direction, and I have a lifetime restraining order. But I could laugh about it now because it doesn't seem as if it happened to me, and all of that's, you know, like 12 years in the past, and I haven't had any negative effect of it since in all these years, and done.
Yeah.
So it's I am living a completely different life mm-hmm. as a result of you healing my lineage. Mm-hmm. That's my experience mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, the amazing thing was on Tuesday night when you worked on a 9-year-old boy. So this was really extraordinary. There was a young boy at this event with his grandmother. And before the grandmother asked if the young boy would come, her grandson would come back in the room and Howard would work on him, Kripa and I had been, and Kripa is Howard's assistant, and we had been taking turns sweetly asking this young boy to be quiet and not whisper and go there and go here and all the different things. We tried everything. And at least he was whispering. He wasn't talking anymore. But he was a very agitated young boy. He had lots of energy. You know, he was like a pony, was my experience.
Yeah,
he wanted to run. So the grandmother asked if Howard would work on her 9-year-old grandson who had an issue with anger. So you want to tell that story? It was fascinating how you worked with him.
Yeah, so we just did peacemaking, right?
First you asked him what parts of his body did he have discomfort. Did he have discomfort? So it's a 9-year-old boy. And I was like, I've worked with a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I know that I have to make it a little different than when I work with, you know, you guys who are, you know, presumably much older. But Howard worked with this child as if he was the same as anybody. He just said, so, you know, do you have any pain in your head? And the boy said, no. Do you have any pain in your stomach? The boy said,
yes.
He wanted to kind of. Then Howard didn't stop. He said, do you have any pain in your feet? Do you have any pain in your neck? Have any pain in your stomach? And then he said, yes.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. And
yeah, so then we just kind of peace made for him with himself and everybody, himself and his teachers, the students in his school, his friends, his parents, different people, and then he just cleared up. And his anger went away.
And it was
just using words.
Yes, and it was
not the whole facade left. Not prayer, mm-hmm. just words. And his stress went away. He felt much better. The pain went away. And he was like a new person. And he said he felt good. And
his energy, if you will. His energy and his body language and the way he walked and
yeah.
the way he moved. And you were there, Nancy,
yeah.
so
yeah.
you saw that.
Yeah, yeah, much
completely
better.
Completely shifted.
Fantastic.
Much better.
Okay, now, speaking of, and we're kind of alluding, she said her grandson was angry, so we're kind of now going to examine something when you're in a situation where someone has really created some chaos in your life. Now, you know, I'm not saying that they're at fault here. I'm saying something in the interaction with this other person has created a situation or scenario that you're not enjoying. To use nonviolent communication words, it's not meeting your needs. So Howard has a very interesting approach to that. And I, again, wrote down verbatim. He said, say to this person, I'm going to let it go. And then say to this person, I forgive you. So if you would explain that dynamic to us, that would be really fascinating.
Yeah, so it's very simple. You think about, let's just all think about everybody in our lives right now. And then everybody out there, just any kind of person you have a problem with, just think about all the people that have hurt you or that you've had any kind of controversy with, whatever. And just say these words. Just say, to all people.
To all people.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
All of you.
All of you.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
All of you.
All of you.
And let's all forgive ourselves.
And let's all forgive ourselves.
All of us.
All of us.
Please.
Please.
And thank you.
And thank you.
So let's do it again. And everybody out there, let's do it again. Just say, to all people.
To all people.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
All of you.
All of you.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
All of you.
All of you.
No matter what.
No matter what.
And let's all forgive ourselves.
And let's all forgive ourselves.
All of us.
All of us.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Please.
Please.
And thank you.
And thank you.
Now, how does that feel? We just said that.
Much lighter.
We said that two times. It took maybe 20 seconds. Okay. You know.
Much lighter.
Maybe. And what happened? It released stress in our bodies. And everybody out there, it released stress in their bodies. So everybody's feeling better. If you said those words, or if you even heard those words, it released energies in your bodies that are restrictive and compressed energies. And so now you feel looser and you feel better because you just said those words, positive words. Very simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to give you one that for the rest of us would seem complicated and difficult, and I'm sure for you it's all the same. So the Boston Marathon tragedy, the rage that people are feeling, the grief that people are feeling, the profound terror that people are feeling, the confusion that people are feeling. Because I've watched the shows that you've done with me before, and I've watched them again and again and again. And every time I've watched you, there's a healing release that occurs. Would you do some sort of healing specifically? And I guess it could be for anyone who's feeling fear, anger, or grief about anything. Would you do that, please?
Yeah, I would like to use the word God.
Please.
Or infinite life.
Please. As anything you want.
You know, God is a reference to God. Infinite light is a reference to God. So as big as God is. So we're just going to ask God to help us with this situation. So we're going to make a little short prayer like this. God, please help all the people involved in the Boston Marathon and all the people involved in this bombing. Whoever was involved in this, help them all forgive each other and forgive themselves. And give them all peace and fill them with your love. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. God, please help all the people involved in the Boston Marathon, the runners and the people that organized it, and any and all people that were involved in this bombing. Help them all forgive each other, forgive themselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive them. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Please give them all peace and fill them with your love and help them love each other and love themselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with themselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. to the people that were injured and even the people that were killed, God. Help them forgive all the people that were against them and brought this harm to them. Help them forgive and release all these people. Help those people forgive and release all the people that had hurt them, which caused them to do this, and help them all forgive themselves. And give them all peace and fill them with your love. Relieve all these people of the pain and the hurt and the sadness that has come from this. Please. Thank you, God. Amen. So, yeah. Help them all through it. Help them and all their families, all the people involved in this. Yes. Help them all forgive each other and forgive themselves. Forgive all people and all people forgive them. And give them all peace and fill them with your love. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Help them all forgive each other and forgive themselves. Forgive all people and all people forgive them. Fill them with your love and give them all complete peace now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. Yeah.
And this is so clear. You know, in Europe, everyone knows that World War II was just a continuation of World War I. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, Americans don't always have that, you know, that interest or understanding. But clearly, if you had been able to heal them, well, I would have preferred before World War I, frankly. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to have these continuing terrorism reactions.
Yeah.
Because so much of what Howard talks about is reactivity. And when I saw you work with the married couple on Tuesday night, that was mm-hmm. a really beautiful thing. Because mm-hmm. that was a complicated dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, different whirlpools and eddies and undertow, and there's a lot going on. And all you had them do was recite the prayers to each other.
Yeah, just make
peace
with each
other. And I don't mean all you, but yeah. what you had
That's
them
it.
Do.
That's it. Yeah. Just please forgive me, you know, I forgive you. Let's forgive ourselves. Let's love each other and love ourselves, please, and thank you. You know, the husband to the wife, all the ways that I hurt you, I apologize. And she to him, all the ways I hurt you, I apologize. Please forgive me. I do forgive you. And I love you, and thank you for loving me. And that's it. And it just opened them up.
And the husband was unrecognizable when he left.
Yeah,
you saw that too?
I noticed too. I noticed that too. He looked completely different.
Completely. When he arrived, it was so interesting because I was signing people in, and I didn't see his wife at the time. I just saw him, and I thought, oh well, thank goodness he's coming because you know Howard is going to basically bring him back to life. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe this is a good time to talk about these prayers that.
I think
so. Do you want to describe these?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
This first prayer here is called the Prayer for the World. It is just a short prayer. It takes about a minute and 15 seconds or so to say it. But the first seven lines of this prayer are a prayer in itself. And I was kind of instructed or guided to write this to help to dissipate the negativity that we, humanity, have created over the thousands of years on this planet. So we've created this like etheric negativity. And this is a way to dissipate that etheric negativity. And I'll read the first seven lines to you. It's very simple and very clear. It can be read as an affirmation without the word God, or it can be spoken with the word God as a short prayer. Takes 12 to 15 seconds to say it. So I'm going to read it and notice what happens when it's read. I'll read it one time and let's see what happens for everybody. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God. Amen. Now, how long did that take? I'm going to time it here. You ready? We're going to do
ready.
It again. Now notice what happens when we read this, and notice how your body feels as you're listening to this. Everybody in here and everybody watching. All right, here we go. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally, now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God. Amen. That was about 16 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in 16 seconds, you've said an entire prayer, and you've basically made a prayer that has cleansed all of humanity. And if you say this prayer over and over and over every day, it's going to bring a lot of, it's a benevolent prayer. It's going to bring a lot of positive energy into your life. And it's going to magnetize you with the positive. Beautiful things will come to you. And you're also helping to dissipate the negative reality that we, humanity, has created over thousands of years.
And not to be too prosaic, and I think you'll love this, we have a very dear friend who was a film producer for many years, and she was looking for finishing money to finish her film. And she came to one of your events in Malibu, and she said she, in those days there were 19 pages of prayers, which I used to do every single day, and sometimes more. But she did them all day long to get the finishing money, and the money arrived. And she did 19 pages, I think, 37 times that day. I she must have talked much faster, even, but quite amazing. And
wow.
There's a CD that's on Howard's website, howardwills.com, that has the prayers that are slowly said by you that we can repeat them. And I just did them again today, but I want to let you know, for years, like 2 years, if I was in my car, I was reciting those prayers. I want you to understand this. This has been extraordinary for me and everyone that I've recommended it to. And the ocean waves, which has been, again, it's been on the website for quite some time, about 10 years. I've been listening to that every single night round the clock. Now it's on my iPod. It's set for like 10 hours nonstop. I should be that lucky that I could sleep for 10 hours, but it's there. And that way I never run out of ocean waves. And
yeah.
Now you have a new one, the Body Fantastic.
Body Fantastic. Which
Tell
is
us about that.
Which is designed to bring total relaxation and healing to the body. And it's a 1 hour CD with probably 300 prayers in silence underneath these recorded little waterfalls that go through our property. So there's like 300 prayers on this CD.
Wow.
And all you listen to is waterfalls, just little small waterfalls about like this. We recorded three of them, and I was making the prayers while we were recording them. And it's designed to affect the body in a positive, healthy way. So that's what the Body Fantastic is. And the other CD is called Ultimate Peacemaking. And that is a CD to where through the whole CD, I'm speaking peacemaking affirmations. I'm saying, it begins like this, to all people, I forgive you, all of you, please forgive me, all of you, let's all forgive ourselves, all of us, please, and thank you. For me and my family, to all people, we forgive you, all of you, please forgive us, all of you, let's all forgive ourselves, all of us, please, and thank you. And then it goes, for me, my family, and our entire lineage throughout all time, past, present, and future. To all people, we forgive you, all of you. Please forgive us, all of you. Let's all forgive ourselves, all of us, please, and thank you. And it goes on like that. And each time that you hear an affirmation being said, they are separated. There's five affirmations being said at the same time. They're separated by like a microsecond.
Wow.
So your body is hearing five going on at one time. And then underneath that, there's like three other silent prayers going on.
Wow.
And so you're getting hit by like 20 prayers at the same time when you're listening to it, every three and a half, 4 minutes.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I think there's 1,125 affirmations that you hear.
Wow.
And then couple hundred or more prayers underneath that. That's coming to you.
Fabulous.
Very powerful.
Now, I just looked at the clock, and I think we want to start having you work on Nancy and Lucinda, because
yeah.
we have a I have other questions afterwards if you want more, but we have a total of like 26 minutes in which you can do anything and everything to transform them into
beautiful
perfection.
Beautiful. So we probably need to speak about what's been going on for y'all. Lucinda, what's been happening in your life that you need some attention?
Well, physically, it was my left leg that you intuitively asked me if it was my left leg when we sat down. And I guess 3 years ago now, I was climbing on the rocks by the pier with my boys, and both my thighs cramped up really intensely, like seriously. And since then, this leg has never been the same. And there's just been this tension, and my left foot particularly swells up. It's almost always swollen down. We used to see like the veins and the bones in my feet, but it's been puffy for about 3 years now. And there's this sort of heaviness in my leg, and it kind of feels hot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it goes all the way up to the hip or something?
Yeah, there's a little something going on in the hips too.
The hips too. Have I ever worked on you before?
You know, just being around you feels like you've worked on me, but not directly, I don't think.
So not directly. I mean, have you ever been to any of my events?
Yes, absolutely. So it felt directly in that sense, yes.
But I never have worked on this situation with you.
No.
And this left leg. And you've had this how long?
It's been about 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
So the leg swells up, you have pain in it, and there's a lot of discomfort in it from the foot all the way up to the hip.
Yeah, especially the most, I think, discomfort is there's some, like, stuckness behind my knee, and then the physical result is in the top of my foot.
Okay.
So, and...
Okay. And what about you?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I have lupus nephritis. And my kidneys, after being extremely healthy for about 2 years, started acting up again. And at that same time, I had a brain aneurysm. So they were already needing some help. And when I was in the hospital, they did the contrast dye to find out where the bleed was. And that just knocked out my kidneys, and I went into renal failure.
It's a contrast bleed.
A contrast dye that they used to.
The dye they used. And where was the aneurysm?
The aneurysm.
What side of the head?
Right side.
Okay. Now, so you're talking about kidney failure.
So that's my big thing right now. Is I've been on dialysis for a year.
Lupus.
Mm-hmm.
Brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
Top right hand side of the head.
Yep.
And anything else?
No, that's enough.
That's enough. Well, that's a pretty good, strong order there.
So my thing is, the big thing is the kidney failure. As my husband has been checked out, he can be a living donor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going down that route. But if we could avoid that, I would love to.
Mm-hmm. How is today as far as your kidneys?
I'm feeling good today.
You feel good?
I feel good today.
Okay, and of course, we didn't say this, but you had come to two events that I did. You want to speak about that?
You started working on me. I told you what happened. And
this was just Tuesday night of this week.
This is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
We were at a chiropractic office in Ojai.
And whose place is that?
This is Russell's Evergreen Wellness.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You had asked him if he could... Look at my, I think you asked him if there's a way we could measure it.
Yeah.
And so we went and we did an x-ray, and he could see in the x-ray very clearly that the vertebrae, he showed me how there's a lot of space between the vertebrae.
And let's show the before picture. Jared, if you would. If you would show the before x-ray, that would be fabulous. There we go. Thanks.
But the area where the nerve goes to the kidney, the vertebrae is compressed, and you can see that in the top arrow, the red top arrow. There's actually two vertebrae, but it looks like one because it's compressed.
So the vertebrae is totally compressed.
Yeah, where the nerve comes through that goes to the kidney.
So that was the first x-ray he took.
So we came back out and sat down. We told you what we saw.
Yeah.
And you worked on me for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. But I also worked on everybody in the room at the same time.
Same time. We all benefited from it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I just wanted to move my body. And the image I got was that drawing of Alice in Wonderland when her neck is really long. It felt like my neck had stretched out really long. It felt really good, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And so after 5 minutes, we went back in and did another x-ray. And
Jared, if you would show the after, that would be fabulous.
Now, the work is, you know, she's not touched. I just, you know, she was sitting in her chair with everybody else their chairs, and I was sitting in my chair working on everybody in silence
Just tell the measurement differential,
right,
which is amazing.
It was, he measured it, and it's about the tilt of my pelvis area improved by 30 millimeters. And then there was a space between the vertebrae that wasn't there before. And Russell said it would have taken him months in chiropractic care to do what Howard did in 5 minutes.
Thank you so much, Jared. Yeah. Actually, I was standing right behind Howard when Howard was looking at the two before and the after. So I was right there when Russell said, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. If I hadn't taken the x-rays myself, I wouldn't believe it. And if I hadn't developed the x-rays myself, I wouldn't believe it. This isn't possible, Howard, but I'm looking at the proof.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And
so then we had to deal with it. We've got to deal with it. Right?
That's right. That's right.
So it was fun.
So thank you. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We had fun.
We had a lot of fun.
She came back again last night.
Yeah.
And here she is today.
Yeah, and then last night we had this beautiful experience.
We did. We had a beautiful experience.
What was the name of that place?
Healing in America.
Yes.
In Ojai.
Oh.
And that was a nice, Lord, it went on for 2.5-3 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then last night when she went home, I mean, there was a lot of beautiful experiences for people there, you know. But when she went home, when you went home last night, then you said you slept for the first time all the way through the
all
night.
All the way through the night. And I can't remember the last time I slept through the night. It's been so long.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I didn't wake up until, I think, when I got home, which was late, and I slept until maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock. 7:30.
Wow.
I woke up at 7:30.
That's got to be a relief.
It was, to get it felt so good.
That kind of sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I don't really claim to do the healing. I just make the prayers and make the peace. And then we just watch what happens. But you can kind of concentrate on the things that people need and things tend to happen for them. But what I'd like to do is, you know, for both of y'all, is I want to read the first 7 lines of this prayer for the world one more time, and then I want to say it as an affirmation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I can say it with the word God and then without the word God. And let's notice what happens to our bodies as you hear this, okay? And this is for you and you, Susan, myself. You know, I do these prayers every day because I want to remove anything impeding, joy. I want to remove dissipate all negativity, dissipate all burdens, all blockages, all pain. And when you say these kind of words every day, it cleans everything for your whole family. And then you get to have a better life. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works. So very simple. It's just 7 lines. I'm going to read it for all of us. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people and all people. Forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God. Amen. Now, as an affirmation. For me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, let's all forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Forgive all people and all people. Forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. For me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, Let's all forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Forgive all people and all people forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. For me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future. Let's all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. Thank you. Let's all love each other and love ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. Let's all love each other and love ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. Let's all love each other and love ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. Please and thank you. Thank you. Now, how's that feel? What happened? What happened to our bodies just then?
I always feel lighter when you say the
prayers. Lighter?
Yeah.
Lighter. So I said one prayer and then three affirmations.
Yeah.
So you feel lighter. And what did you notice?
I dropped in. I feel more grounded but more expansive. When you said God, I felt this expansive energy. And then when you did the other one, it was like this slow, like warm honey going through my body.
Yeah.
When it kind of went inward and it was moving.
It shows you what our potential is, that we can do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just not even calling on God, just us practicing the positive. And we make a big change.
Howard, right after you finished the prayers, I saw a purplish lavender light over Nancy's head continuously. And I don't normally see auras or colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just beautiful.
Everything's a lot brighter after those prayers, isn't it?
Yeah.
So everybody out there can say those prayers. And, I mean, they're going to get huge effect, and it's going to help them, and they're going to do better, just like we are here now. We're doing better. All right, so...
And we created a space so they can take a walk as you want.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they can do that.
So we have 15 minutes, and now we're going to just do a little bit of this work.
13 minutes.
13 minutes. Okay, our thoughts affect our reality. And our words affect our reality. And our actions affect our reality. But we don't think about that. We think, oh, nothing matters, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But really, everything matters. So when you put thoughts together in a form of prayer or affirmation, you affect the body. So you had this thing in your left leg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do for your left leg. Are you ready?
Yes.
And I'm just going to think a few thoughts. I'm going to kind of go like this and make a few thoughts. We'll see what happens for your leg, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. This will be in silence. How's that feeling? What happened?
Tingly movement in my
tingly
leg.
Tingly movement.
Yes.
And what happened? How does your leg feel now?
Cooler. Well, when you sat down and thought about my leg, it started feeling better as soon as we got to the studio. He just thought about my leg and said, "It's your left leg, isn't it?" I said, "Yes." And immediately it started feeling cooler, but then it was just like a kind of...
All right, let's go again. Now watch this.
Okay. That was a little more intense.
And all of you at home, if you really are present, you have the same ability to receive this. There is no distinction between time and space. He's working on Lucinda over there. I'm feeling it here. Nancy's feeling it there. And when I watch this show on television tomorrow, the next day, I'll feel it again. If I watch it on Ustream, I will feel it again, and so will you. So really, It's an extraordinary gift that he's giving us.
Now, what do you notice?
Lots of little weird movements.
Yeah.
Like a twitching behind my leg and a whoosh down the calf and coolness in the foot. And my hip was kind of like fanning open, energetically speaking.
All right, get up and walk. Let's see how you feel.
Okay.
How does your leg feel now as you walk?
Well, a lot better.
What do you notice?
It feels more balanced.
Mm-hmm. Walk over here a little and see how that feels to you.
Oh, yeah. It's more...
You're not surprised, Lucinda.
It's just to feel it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Your body feel kind of light feeling now?
Oh, yeah. And like my legs are more, like I don't feel them as much, like they weren't as heavy and, wow, it's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's just like this, it's not the stuckness behind my knee as there was before.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel more balanced in my body. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Body feel kind of light and energized now?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any pain anywhere?
Oh, my back's a little... No, my back's been a little stiff, but...
Where?
My leg
Where
is
in
amazing.
Your back? In the middle part of your back?
Yeah, in the middle.
Or here?
Part.
How's that feel now?
Are you kidding me?
We're not kidding.
Oh, much more open. Wow.
And what's this? What happened?
I don't know, but it was lovely.
It was lovely. Oh.
This is the new reality. So this is the new reality.
Yeah, it is.
How
does that feel?
Feels like I want to go dancing.
Oh, wow. That's what we like.
And I am a dancer, and I haven't been dancing as much as I'd like to because I'm just uncomfortable
well, now you
with my
can
legs.
Dance. Now you can dance.
Thank you.
Your legs are very light now, right?
They are very light. That's exactly what it is.
But it didn't take too long.
No.
A couple few minutes.
No. What did you do, Howard?
That's a good deal, isn't it?
Thank you. Very good
That's
deal.
That's a good deal. How's your neck and shoulders feel now?
I feel fluid, really good. Really like I can put my heart open. Mm-hmm. Whew. Let's stay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now just use these prayers a little every day.
Okay.
Say the first 7 lines of the prayer for the world. Say it about 20, 30 times a day.
That's
Take
wild.
15, 16 seconds to say it.
I am
Say them
20, truly.
30 times a day.
Okay.
You'll be totally
I'll keep
different.
Up on it.
You know, and I do want to say that Lucinda is an extraordinary graphic artist. She did the flyer for Howard's Ojai event.
Mm.
She did all the flyers for my Bloom Yoga events in Solvang. She is, well, she was as of this morning amazingly gifted, but I'm sure now she has, you know, a completely different energy. It's going to be even more.
Wow, thank
your,
you
Your
so
work
much.
Is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I didn't know you did the flyer.
I did the flyer. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you so
gorgeous
much.
Flyer.
Thank you. It was an honor.
I
thank
said,
you.
Oh my God, this thing is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That means
really?
And that's the new reality of your flyers.
I told Crip I'm taking it home with me.
Oh,
I said, I'm taking this flyer home with me. It looks so good. And I am.
Well, there's more where that came from,
thank
Howard.
You.
Thank
I have all of yours on my wall.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah,
I do. I don't have anything else about my work on my wall.
Oh.
Except your flyers, they're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You ready? Now we're gonna cut the dial way up.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna cut the dial way up to deal with her situation.
Ooh, I got it already.
We're cutting the power up to high now. Just like that, okay?
Okay.
And we're gonna work on you right now. Let's see what happens for you. Here we go.
I don't want you to think you have to readjust your television. We are doing this in silence because Howard is working on Nancy in silence and working on all of us as well. It's okay if we speak. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think since we are a television show, we would say something at this point. Because before we all go into complete bliss, and then we're gone, and we turn into light.
What's happening, Nancy? tell them what's happening, Nancy.
What I'm feeling is this fluidity to my body that I don't normally feel. So I feel it all the way up my spine and up to the back of my head. So it just makes me want to move it, feel that energy moving throughout my body.
You want to get up and walk and see how your body feels?
See.
What do you notice?
I'm a little lightheaded.
Hold on.
But I feel good.
Does your whole body feel kind of light?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. A lot of energy going through your body?
There's a lot of energy going through my body right now.
And where do you feel it?
It's most of it's going through my spine and out the top of the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
It tingles.
Okay. Now we're going to cut it up. You ready?
Should I sit down for this?
Yeah, you can.
Well. I'm buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, for everybody watching, they're all picking up on it, just like we did in the gathering the other night. Everybody got it. And we measured yours, what you got.
And I've watched the last show you did, I don't know, 30 times. I cut to the end where you're doing the healing. Because on that show I asked you to do the I love you, where Howard just looks at the camera and repeats, I love you. So if I'm having a difficult day, I just watch 3 minutes of that, and I'm back to remembering who we are and what's possible, and no more suffering.
Mm-hmm. How's that feeling, Nancy?
Really good.
Well, you notice it, Nancy. It feels good.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Tell Howard.
I can already see the veins and the bones in my foot.
Oh, you mean the swelling went down totally.
It's gone.
Yay.
Swelling went away.
Down. Yes.
The swelling went away. Now you see the veins and the bones in your feet. It's affecting you. So it's affecting you.
That's incredible.
And Nancy.
And I think you mean, of course, you can.
And you too, Susan.
Oh, of course.
And me too.
Of course. Oh, of course.
I get it too. That's the good part of it. How's your head feel?
It feels like there's something sitting here and there's nothing here. But there's so much energy right here on top of my head.
Is it blissful feeling?
Yes, very blissful. It feels good.
Because you said that in order, I think you said, everyone needs to be happy in order to feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's step one. You have to get to happy.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, then get there first, right?
Yeah,
and for a lot of people, that's a very new idea. And maybe what you see here is you see us feeling good and getting happy simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's hard to distinguish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all it's of working. The above.
Right. It's working.
But what I've seen, because I've been to so many, I've been so fortunate to be in so many of Howard's events, is that it really helps the process and the speed when people are open and easygoing and excited about the possibility. And of course, you know, that's Lucinda and Nancy as well. So that happiness, that joy, that willingness, it seems to make your work shorter, easier.
It does. Okay, it does.
And when we appreciate, oh, as the three of us, you can only imagine the appreciation we're going to, you know, throw on him like snow as, you know, as we leave. You know, the appreciation is, it makes it more fun too.
It's wonderful. And it's, I love it.
Somehow affects us. Somehow.
It does. It does. When you're giving love, you're getting love back.
Really amazing. Ah, and thank you.